Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World Class IT, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Anne Dozier to the broadcast. Anne is the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, North America's largest wine and spirits distribution company with revenues exceeding $16 billion. And as CIO, Anne is responsible for a wide variety of areas such as infrastructure, information security, supply chain, and digital. Anne received her Bachelor of Arts degree in economics from the University of Georgia and her Master's in Executive Education and Business from Harvard University. I recently caught up with Anne by phone in her office in Atlanta, and our conversation covered world-class IT Principle 1, people, as Anne discussed how digital has changed who and how they hire. Principle 2, infrastructure, as she highlighted the work being done to integrate the back-end systems of legacy Southern and legacy Glazer's companies. Principle 5, external partnerships, as she discussed how the company works with different vendor partners to best meet customer needs. We also discussed how the two IT teams from Legacy Glazer's and Legacy Southern were combined following the merger, the company's new partnership with Bacardi, Anne's view on AI and business intelligence, and a variety of other topics. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. Thank you. The Forum on World Class IT is brought to you by Transmit Security. Transmit Security designs and develops platforms that address problems in security and usability by making it easy for developers to implement advanced authentication techniques ranging from biometrics to behavioral profiling. As the risk of cyber attacks and hacks increase, companies need a more effective way of preventing unauthorized access. I recently caught up with the Transmit Security CEO, Mickey Budai. This week, Mickey shares his belief that the strength of the team is the most important factor when choosing a vendor, regardless if the vendor is a startup or a well-known company.
The last recommendation is about vendors. So many companies and vendors are trying to win your business. Choosing the right one to work with is a bit challenging. Should it be a startup or a large known vendor? Should it be company A or company B? Over the past decade, I've been an active investor in more than a dozen startups. I've learned that my most successful investments were when the core team was super smart. It had nothing to do with the market size or how cool their idea was. It was all about how smart the team is. Because when the team is smart, they would figure out the market and the product and read the field correctly and eventually succeed. When the team is not the smartest, a big market and a good idea is just not good enough to succeed. I believe that the same logic applies when choosing a vendor to work with. If you have a project and let's say five different vendors to choose from, assess the people and choose the smarter team. For the long run, they are the most likely to succeed in your environment. Ask to meet with the product leader and the head of development for the solution that you're looking for. Ask which team was the most impressive in terms of knowledge during the POC. Whether this is a startup or a large vendor, it doesn't matter. There are obviously other factors you should look at, but my suggestion is to look at the strength of the team as the most important factor.
Tune in next week when Mickey discusses the management of in-house legacy systems. Welcome to the Forum on World Class IT.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, Anne, I thought we would begin with an overview of your company. For those who might not be familiar with it, I wonder if you could just tell us a bit about Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, as well as maybe a brief description of your purview as Chief Information Officer of the organization.
Absolutely. Glazer's is North America's largest wine and spirits distributor. We have over 21,500 employees. We are operating in 44 states in the United States, as well as the District of Columbia, Canada, and the Caribbean. And we currently have about 12.5 million square feet of warehouse space, 2,700 trucks in our fleet. We represent 1,500 wine, spirits, beer, and beverage suppliers. We have over 5,000 brands and we are the premier distributor of most of the beverages of choice in the alcohol industry. As it relates to my role with the company, I'm the CIO for the overall organization. My role spans from infrastructure to information security to supply chain to digital. So we support all of the parts of the business, and we work very closely with our business partners across all the functions to make sure that we're delivering value through technology as well as continuing to deliver sales and service to our customers on a daily basis.
That's great. A great overview. Thank you, Anne. And I wonder, you mentioned digital among the areas that are under your watch. And I wonder if you could maybe describe the context of digital within your organization, both as it relates to the internal operation, but also customers, customer experience, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So digital spans the overall company. We are a sales and service business. That's what we do. And our goal for digital is to make sure that our customers and our supplier partners can interact with us on their terms. So we want to be easy to do business with. We want to make sure that we are providing premier insights around the industry. And we want to make sure that we're connecting with our customers the way they need to connect with us. We have a broad range of customers. Our customers in bars and restaurants be able to get their orders in quickly and get that product turned around to them as fast as possible, be able to service the consumers. We have large retailers that want to work with us from an S&OP perspective. And then we also have those up and down the street stores that focus very much on special brands and special connections with consumers. And we want to make sure those products are available as well. So digital spans the gamut of all of those different types of interactions with our customers. On the supplier side, we deal with many, many large suppliers such as Diageo, Pernod Ricard, Beam, and we want to make sure that we are getting the latest insights on the brands, that we are providing the latest information to our customers so that they can share that brand information with consumers, and that we're ultimately getting those products to market to ensure that we're maximizing the sales for our supplier partners. Digital crosses all of those areas. Another big thing for us is we have a very large sales force and a very dynamic sales force. We want to make sure that we are hiring the best talent and we are retaining that talent. And we view digital technologies as a key aspect of employees and their day and making their day easy and allowing them to interact with our system in a way that they feel comfortable and connects with their everyday lives. So for us, digital is a big part of our world. We also are a consolidation point for a lot of the digital assets because we do carry so many brands across the gamut of wine and spirit. We want to make sure that we're making those assets readily available to be shared across the industry with our retail partners and ultimately the consumers through those retail.
That's great. I appreciate that overview, Anne. And I wonder, I know from our past conversations, you've been in the throes of a rather significant transformation, making, or essentially helping IT become more of an enterprise-wide role, and an enterprise-wide purview for you and your team. Can you describe both the rationale for doing so, but also the methods you've used in order to do that?
We believe that having a solid foundation is a key to driving value through technology. So we wanted to make sure that we were bringing our IT organization together to be able to focus on how to move from just being a simple order taker to a strategic advisor for the business. And we wanted to make sure that we were leveraging the power of an integrated team. The wine and spirits industry is a very decentralized industry because of the regulation by state. And so we have a lot of variety in the way we go to market based on the regulation that we encounter within that state. And so we wanted to make sure that we are standardizing and simplifying our systems for our national customers and our national suppliers and operating as efficiently and effectively as possible. But we also want to make sure that we are meeting the required regulations at the state level and that we're allowing that entrepreneurial spirit and that founder's mentality to continue to permeate through our organization. So we brought our IT team together to be able to maximize the simplification and standardization and at the same time offer that freedom and framework for the field. In the midst of that transformation, we also merged with another company called Glazers, i.e. Southern Glazers, and we've been going through that merger of integration of our legacy systems across both. And the good news about that merger is we've also been able to invest in not only integrating the system, but also upgrading the systems for the future to be able to handle that digital footprint that we're building.
Very interesting. And as the organizations have come together, can you give us a bit of a just an overview of the scale of the operation? Any statistics that are appropriate from an IT perspective, whether it's kind of people that you have in the organization, that sort of thing?
Our team is about 450 associates across both the legacy Southern and Glozer's footprint. Mm-hmm. The first thing that we wanted to make sure was that we integrated that team of IT professionals together into one team so that they could drive us toward the future. We also leverage quite a few partners, so we have a partner network that we leverage in addition to our internal team.
And what is not? Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.